Next up from St. Cloud State University is head coach Eric Rude. Coach, are you with us?
Yes, I'm here.
Fantastic. We'll let you start off with some open comments and then turn over for questions.
Okay, thanks. We have a big change in our program this year. We have 11 new faces, 12 counting a red shirt. So we have a lot of youth and enthusiasm and a lot of new things going on here. We only have 3 seniors this year, so we'll rely on them to be our leaders and do a great job in that department. That being said, we are, for the first time since I've been here, we're bringing back our 4 top scorers. You know, the numbers aren't gaudy, but they're very good players, and they're heading the right direction in terms of offensive production, and that's what we're going to need. We're excited about our goaltending. Great competition back there, and we expect that to go well all season. And I think we have some very good things going in that department. And we get a lot of new faces on our D-Corps. We have eight defensemen this year, 5 new players to our program. And I really think that group has the makings of becoming a very strong WCHA D-Corps with some time, and we'll let that happen.
Thanks, Coach. We'll turn it over for questions.
Eric, this is Brian Bosick and Madison, WIBA Radio. As you look at the league and knowing the elite and what have you, how do you see this kind of all playing out and where St. Cloud kind of fits into the mix?
Well, I mean, I think it's, obviously it's we all feel in this camp that, the league is the best league in the country, and is difficult to play in every night, and which is why we all want to be a part of it. It's a great league, and it's a lot of fun to be a part of it, and I think and this will be my 4th year now. Each year we've finished ahead of where we've been predicted, and we feel like we have everything going in the right direction, and continue to work hard every day to do what we can do to get our program as good as possible, and we really feel strong with the group, our staff, our current group of players that we have things going in a direction that we want, and we're excited for a fun year.
Coach, Kelly Schultz, Beaver Radio Network. When you first heard the news that North Dakota was getting rid of their women's program and you realized you had some games to fill and some scheduling to change, what was your first take on that, and how did you adjust?
Well, I think, obviously other coaches have echoed the same sentiment where it was very disappointing for our league and to have a storied program be taken away from our league. I don't think anyone was happy with that, and it has created a lot of challenges in scheduling in particular. You go from a lot of our schools, it's an easy bus trip that was, and now you have to look elsewhere to find some extra games. So I think we're continuing to look at new ideas and how to make up those games, and it'll continue to be a challenge, but our league is strong, and we'll figure it out.
Despite the Fighting Hawks folding, what is your take on the growth of the game as far as from the youth program? Are you finding more younger players interested in going to St. Cloud State when you're out recruiting? What do you think?
Yeah, I think it's, the depth, particularly in the United States and everywhere, the depth just keeps getting better and better. More young kids involved in the game, and we see it at the national level. We see kids coming from all over the country now and making an impact on a bunch of different levels. So, I mean, I think it's, the more young kids are involved, the better it is for everyone, and certainly the women's hockey. In the time when I first was around it in 2005, just watching it from afar, from a different office, to where it is now, it has really, really come a long way, and the quality of play just keeps getting better and better.
Your team will play Team Korea on September 22nd. What are you hoping your team takes away from being able to play a team that'll be in the Olympics?
Well, I think it's a great way to start the season off, and like I said, to start, we have a lot of new faces around here, so it'll give a lot of people a chance to get their feet wet and play a great opponent that's preparing for the Olympic Games, and I think it'll really be a good opportunity for us to kind of get a starting point with so many new faces. We just got to get a baseline of where we need to start and what direction we need to keep improving in. So I think it's a great opportunity for our kids to play an opponent like that. It's our campus is excited. There's the Korean Association here at St. Cloud State is getting a group together, and they're going to come meet with the team after the game. And I think it's just a great way to keep adding excitement to women's hockey and also bring some different things back to our campuses.
Thanks, Eric.
Anything else for Coach Rude?
Coach Rude, this is Brian Alverson with Minnesota Hockey Magazine. Just wondering if you could, how do you see the impact of the addition of Abby Thiessen on your team?
Well, I mean, any time you can bring a player that's in the Canadian development system on your program, it certainly is helpful. I mean, she's an elite skater. She showed in her first year in college hockey to be a really strong defender on a really good D-core last year at North Dakota. And, when you can bring a ready-made defenseman into your program, it certainly is an advantage, and it doesn't happen very often. So we're expecting big things from her, and she is from herself also, and just a great kid, and just a really, really strong addition to our program.
Thanks, Coach.
All right, Coach. Thank you very much for your time today. We appreciate it. Best of luck this coming season.
Thanks.